it's a 63 with a heated seat. A little Detroit steel. Mama's got wheels.
This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Mama's Got Wheels is a tune on singer-songwriter Jonathan Bird's latest recording, You Can't Outrun the Radio. Bird was born in Fayetteville and spent a lot of time moving around until he came to Chapel Hill with his mom as a teenager. Tough times at school, a stint in the Navy, and playing in beach-based hard rock bands didn't quite get him where he wanted to go. So he started playing acoustic music with friends he met at old-time music get-togethers in the mountains of North Carolina and Virginia. That path led to a handful of critically lauded albums and countless tours. Now Jonathan Bird is back in town to play a record release show at the Cat's Cradle Backroom tonight and joins me in the studio. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Eric.
You've got a great song on here about working on an offshore oil rig. Was that an experience that you had or a story you heard?
It was a story that I heard. Actually, I wanted to write a song about oil in an honest way. So maybe a couple of years of thinking about how I would do this, I met this guy, Charles McEwen, who is my wife's cousin's brother-in-law. And he's in his 70s now. He has an asphalt company. But the first thing he ever did, before he even, I think, graduated high school, he hitchhiked to Texas, and he got a job on an oil rig. When he told me this, I said, what are you doing for lunch tomorrow? Can you come back? And I want to talk to you. And I recorded him for a couple of hours just telling this story. And everything is out of that 2 hours that I just recorded onto my phone. I just had to, you know, make it 3 minutes and make it rhyme.
It was Houston, Texas, 1958. And I was looking for work from state to state. Another man said, son, you're way too young. There's jobs to be done working offshore.
Hardworking people who have some bad luck feature prominently in songs like Poor Johnny. And that one has, I mean, that kind of a cappella gospel feel to it is a completely different turn from some of the other songs on the record. And I wondered where that came from.
I had met these ladies who are on this record. Alexa and Andrina are their names. They're in a group called Chicamine. They're Juno Award winners. They've played Jazz Fest, and they've played on Prairie Home Companion a couple times. They're very successful, great, great band. So I met them in Montreal. I was on stage at a place called The Green Room. I was playing my songs, and there were these two ladies, and they were beautiful, and they were singing harmonies with everything that I was doing. I'd never been to Montreal. I'd never met these ladies. So my friend Corin Raymond, who I was touring with at the time, introduced me after my set, and they had been listening to my music for a while. We ended up on the sidewalk playing songs, passing the guitar around. We just fell in love with each other, just musically. We loved each other, and they made me a better singer instantly. The way if you've ever danced, and you can dance with someone who's a great dancer, and you feel like you're such a better dancer now. They did that for me. They made me a better singer. And I knew I wanted to make a record with them because of this, the kind of music that they were pulling out of me. So I think I was thinking about that and their sound and what would suit them when I wrote that song.
And I said, poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, the bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. Poor Johnny at the bottom of the lake, the boy went fishing and drowned it. I had a bottle of a 90 proof, a bottom of the lake, poor Johnny. I'd take one drink, he'd take two, and the boy went fishing and drowned it.
You recorded this record in Canada, right? Mm-hmm. And what is the relationship there? Why are you spending so much time in Canada?
Well, I mentioned briefly Corin Raymond, who's a great songwriter from Toronto, and a great storyteller, and just a huge character. He's a promoter. He's sort of an insomniac. Once he's enthusiastic about something, he can't sleep until everybody knows about this great thing. And so I happen to be lucky enough to be one of those great things that he discovered. And he just had to tell the world about me. And now Southern Ontario and Quebec and that area, it's I make more money there than anywhere else I tour. I sell out every show. It's really great. The reception is just incredible. I'm honored to be a part of that.
Do you ever want to stone me? Do you ever think you're all grown?
If you ever get lonely, I'm close enough to touch. Close enough to touch.
You've got some very gritty songs and sounds on the record, and then you have these other ones that are gentler. Is that tough to maintain that balance when you're deciding to put together a project and a group of songs?
It's very intentional. I want the songs to belong together, but I also want there to be a dramatic arc. So like in a theater piece or a movie where there's, there are moments that are romantic and there are moments that are sad or frightening, and there are moments where there's a lot of laughter. And going through that dramatic arc, I think, is what art provides us with. And it goes back to Aristotle writing about comedy and drama and what makes them work, and why it's important to people, and why it's important that we have this emotional catharsis from the art. So when I make an album, I try to make it that way and have these tender moments and have these sort of frightening moments and have these groovy, soulful, kind of sexy moments and put it all together into a piece.
Before we let you go, we're going to play the title track, You Can't Outrun the Radio. And there's a line in there about, folks say I should go to Austin or maybe Nashville,
right.
But I just want to come back to North Carolina. I mean, you've had some tough times in the state, but you do keep coming back.
Oh, yeah.
What brings you back?
It's home. It's home. My family's here. My friends are here. I love the culture here, and especially in the Triangle. We have so many choices of schools or hospitals or the food or theater and art and great places to hike. There's natural things. It's really hard to replace this special place. And if I went to Nashville, I went to Austin, great towns in their own right, but I would only be going for one reason, and I have so many more reasons to be here.
Well, we're glad you're staying.
Thanks, Eric.
Jonathan Bird's latest recording is called You Can't Outrun the Radio. He's playing a show tonight at the Cat's Cradle Back Room in Carrboro.
And my friends tell me I moved to Austin, or maybe Nashville, or Tennessee. If I can get back to North Carolina, I'll let the music